One of the super awesome, wonderful things I love about Artemisia We Women is the We Women part. The fact that everybody's going to be looking at women and focused on women and talking about women and talking to women.
What I love about We Women is that we're basically calling on the people in the back. Because of the way society has been set up, women have been in the back. And now we're saying, no, come sit up front. It's time for your story, your discussion, your interview.
And what we hope happens with Artemisia We Women is that we help make the world better for everyone.
Hello, everyone. Julie Proudfoot here with my colleague and my friend, Willow James.
Hey. Hey, Willow.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I've got good news for everyone. All of our listeners, followers, fans, audience, Artemisia is hiring a managing director. And I could not be more thrilled to say that we are looking for a femme-identified Chicago-based theater artist. The job description will be posted for everyone to see at League of Chicago Theaters, or to you, audience, I do believe that's chicagoplays.com, on November 1st. And so we are in the midst of fundraising because Artemisia believes in empowering women. And to empower women, of course, and to empower everybody that works for us, we pay people fairly. So we are after a fair wage for our managing director. And we could not be more excited about this fundraiser. Right, Willow?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that we always talk about in many of our episodes is equity and pay equity, and how when we fundraise, part of that support, part of showing support for our work and empowering women and feminism is, for lack of a better phrase, putting your money where your mouth is, because a lot of times support is action-based. And so you have to put that money forward to show that I really am supporting, standing in solidarity, and I believe in this work. So we just want to make sure that this person is, whoever they are, they're going to be amazing, but we also want to make sure that they are being paid their worth.
Yes, beautifully said. So part of our fundraiser, which is already launched, has a new opportunity. Uh-huh. And I'm going to turn it over to Willow so he can talk about this amazing new opportunity that's linked to our managing director fundraiser. Take it away, Willow.
Well. Insert drum roll, insert confetti cannon, insert air horn. So, you know, Julie and the board have come up with a fun little idea. And for those of you that know me personally or follow my pages or anything like that, you know that in addition to being a theater artist, I am also a photographer. And so part of this fundraiser is going to be raffle based. And so with the donation of $10 or more, you can give whatever you want to. But with the donation of $10 or more, it will get you a raffle ticket, basically a submission into this raffle. And the grand prize is a headshot session with the one and only me, Willow James.
Woo!
I do a lot of actors, headshots, artists and headshots. And so that will be the giveaway prize for this raffle.
And we are so grateful to you, Willow, at Artemisia for donating your incredible artistry as a photographer, so we can offer this amazing opportunity to whoever wins this raffle. And for those of you who might be worried, no worries. We have raffle tickets. We will keep track of the numbers. We will do our due diligence on our side as administrators and make sure that you get your part of the raffle ticket. We'll keep our half of the raffle ticket. We'll keep excellent records of numbers. And at the end of our fundraiser, we will announce the winner of our raffle. And to make sure we do this above board, our wonderful president, E. Faye Butler, will draw a number at our annual board meeting at the end of the year. So we're making this super duper really official, and it'll be in our minutes, and you will be then able to contact Willow James and schedule your headshot session. And I know, as an actor myself, I can relate to all of you that probably went through the pandemic and all of us going through this very challenging time together. And now things are getting safer and work is picking up and we're moving on out there. And you go, wow, you know, I probably should have gotten my headshots done before this all hit. And now I really needed my headshots done and money's a little tight. And what a great perk, right? To be able to go to Willow James, a fellow actor, a wonderful theater artist, a terrific photographer, and have this session. And I'm going to turn it over to Willow now and let him talk about his work as a headshot photographer and what he focuses on, and take it away again, Willow.
Yeah. So I've been doing photography for about 10 years and been doing headshot photography for about 4 or 5 maybe. And, you know, what I really look to do with any portrait session, or but especially headshot sessions when it comes to actors and other artists, is to really capture the essence of who you are as an artist, as a person in that picture. Because when that headshot lands in front of a casting director, lands in front of a director, lands in front of really anyone, and you want to be considered for a job, a role, or whatever, you want them to get a glimpse, or at least be able to kind of pick up on who you are before they meet you, before you come in for an audition, before they hear your voice. And so through conversations and cracking a couple of jokes and whatever, I try to really get to who you are and capture that in a picture, so that when you send that in, they can get an idea, whoever's looking at it, people can get an idea of who you really are, who you want people to know that you are. So, I mean, that's basically it. We'll get into all the nitty gritty with the lucky winner down the line. And we'll talk about, you know, how many outfits and where and blah, 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 blah. But that is essentially what is going on. That's what we'll be giving away. And that's kind of where I come from when I do headshots. They're very fun. They're very quick sessions. They don't take hours long. I mean, I guess unless you wanted to, but we're going to keep this one short. We're going to keep this one short. So yeah, that's about it.
Oh, that's great, Willow. Thank you so much. And I love what you said about capturing some essence of the person, because really, at the end of the day, it's about what you bring to acting. It's, you know, everybody brings their own talent, their own persona, their own genetics, their own look. Mm-hmm. And there isn't a way to look. There isn't a way to be. There's only your way to be. And really good headshot photographers all agree on the score, which is, this has got to be you.
Yeah.
Not only look like you, but you in that moment of capturing your personality and what's really, really special about you. So everyone, we are announcing this in our podcast so that you can go to artemisiatheater.org. You will see on our homepage, our fundraiser with this special raffle section. And you click on the button give today and you can give $10 or however much you'd like. And then you will be entered. You will get an email entering you into the raffle with your special raffle ticket. And I just want to say to all of you too, thank you so much for the support this year on our wonderful podcast. Willow and I have really enjoyed working together, and we will be continuing the podcast. It will have a little bit of a different schedule, mm-hmm. and it will have a little bit of a different programming thrust to it. But it will be Willow and I with you again next year. And the cool thing about our podcast will be, it will be specific to our supporters. So in order for you to listen to the podcast, enjoy the podcast, you have to be a donor, a ticket buyer to Artemisia. So
So Artemisia We Women is not disappearing. Don't you fret. Everybody calm down. We're not going anywhere. We are mixing things up a little bit for next season. And we also want to celebrate Artemisia's return to live theater. So we're going to shift focus a little bit. But as Julie said, Artemisia We Women will be sticking around, just in a different way.
That's right. That's right, my friend. So thank you all so much. Make sure you get to artemisiatheater.org. make your donation so you can enter this amazing raffle. And thank you so much, Willow James.
Of course. Good luck, everyone. And that's it. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you, Willow. Thanks, everyone.
I'm Julie Proudfoot.
And I'm Willow James. Visit ArtemisiaTheater.org to listen to our podcasts and learn about our 2021 virtual season. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Artemisia Theater.
Thanks to our listeners, donors, and sponsors. Please take a moment to rate and review Artemisia We Women podcast to help new listeners find our fierce feminist audio performances, discussions, and interviews. And be sure to share our podcast with your friends. Artemisia We Women. We empower together.